Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Once again, tuned in to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., coming to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan. We come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, we have none other than Deacon Cox. Deacon Marvin Cox will be bringing forth God's word on tonight. He also is going to share with us first another inspirational poem, as he always does. So we are asking Deacon Marvin Cox and myself, we're asking all listeners, please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready, so that you can follow along as we go through God's word together on tonight. The word of God lets us know that my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So we want you to be able to read it for yourself. We don't want anyone to ever think that we're making up things as we go or to take it lightly or for granted. That's why you need to see it for yourself. But thus said the Lord in his word. We always open up in prayer. We're going to do the same thing on tonight. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please pray with me on tonight. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. It is in his name that we come on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you are truly worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hand. For this we give you glory. We come now asking, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, started with myself, my entire family, Deacon Marvin Cox and his entire family, and every saved believer all over the world that are saved in Jesus' name. Forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions in Jesus' name so that we can move on and move forward and continue to fulfill our God purpose in the earth individually, then as a corporate body of believers for your glory. Heavenly Father, we come now lifting up, continue to lift up the Buchanan family, Sister Loretta Buchanan and her husband, whose homegrown service was on last Friday, Brother Clifton Buchanan. We thank you for his life and the memories that he left us. And so we lift up Sister his wife, Loretta Buchanan, and my sister-in-law, Tracy Buchanan, and the entire Buchanan family. Not only that family, but all those that have lost loved ones, Heavenly Father. We know that those that are saved in Jesus' name, they're not lost. We thank you that they have made their heavenly transition. So we also lift up the families of all those that have lost loved ones in the Surfside, Florida area, where the condominium collapsed on last week. We understand now that there's 14 people that have lost their lives. Over 145 people are still missing. So we also praying for those families that have loved ones that are still missing. Not only that situation, but Heavenly Father, we pray and lift up all those that have lost loved ones for whatever reason all over the land. Comfort and strengthen them as only you can. Let them feel your peace, your joy, your presence, your comforting spirit, even as they go through, the hour of bereavement. And let them know, remember, that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal in Jesus' name. We also come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, whether it's in their minds, spirits, or bodies. Touch, heal, and deliver, Heavenly Father, as only you can, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I personally thank you for allowing me to be over this worldwide platform and worldwide ministry. This July is going on 8 years now, and for this, I give you glory, honor, and praise. It is marvelous in our eyes. And we know that it was nobody but you who have opened this door for this worldwide platform to continue to go forward, that you will continue to be glorified through it. In Jesus' name we pray. We now lift up all those that may be tuning in on tonight that do not know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, who do not have a personal relationship with your Son. It's our prayer, hope, and desire that something will be said through your man of God, Deacon Robert Cox, on tonight. It will touch their hearts and their minds. They will open their own mouth, confess their sins and transgressions on tonight. That they will also open their mouth and ask Jesus Christ, your Son, to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight. For your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless all those that are tuned in faithfully to this worldwide ministering platform, even to those that have tuned in for the first time on tonight. Bless them all and grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray and ask that you will help us to decrease on tonight. And if you may increase in us, that you alone will get the glory, is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. But tonight, Spiritual Food for Thought comes to us saying, never stop looking until the hills where your help comes from. Once again, tonight's Spiritual Food for Thought, never stop looking until the hills where your help comes from. Well, we're going to go to our music break. Again, I'm asking our listeners if you will continue to lift up those families down in Surfside, Florida, that have lost loved ones, and those that have lost loved ones still missing in the rubble at the condo that collapsed down in Surfside, Florida on last week. Continue to lift up those families up in prayer, because we never know. Just like that happened there, it could happen to us too. So we are our brother's keeper. We are to continue to pray and lift up one another and encourage one another in God's word. So we're going to go to our music break right now. And following the music break, we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to none other than Deacon Marvin Cox. Once again, he's going to share with us another inspirational poem. Then he's going to go directly into God's word. So I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready to follow along. Enjoy the music break. I don't want to work tonight, but that's all right. We're going to move forward. We're going to keep it moving. In the name of Jesus, I'm pushing for Deacon Marvin Cox, but I see my thing is still spinning here. Hold on just 1 second. Deacon Marvin Cox, hold my line. Hold on a second. Deacon Marvin Cox, I may have to have you call back in. I'm going to try something else. If I can't get you in on this time, I'm going to have you hang up and then dial back in so we can get you the line open for you to deliver God's word. I'm going to try something else real quick. Hold on just 1 second, please. Let's see if this works. Okay, that did not work. So what I'm going to ask you, Deacon Marvin Cox, if you would kindly hang up, please, and then dial right back in so I can get you live on the air. If you can hang up now and then dial right back in. And the listeners, I'm asking all the listeners if you would stand by, please, while Deacon Marvin Cox hang up and dial back in to the show. Deacon Cox. Deacon Marvin Cox. Deacon Mother Cox, can you please hang up and dial back into the show, please? Deacon Mother Cox, can you please dial back into the show? We have some technical difficulties on tonight for some reason. I need you to dial back into the show. Hang up and dial back in. Deacon Marvin Cox, please.